听力课堂，听 class.com.
This is justvocabulary.com, and today's two words,
trenchant
and
languid.
If you are new to Just Vocabulary, go to justvocabulary.com, where we have an online quiz and other study tools. I'm your host, Jan, from Cape Town, South Africa. Let's get started. Our first word is the word
trenchant.
Mark's most trenchant criticism is reserved for the party leader, whom he described as the most incompetent the party has known.
Trenchant.
The student wrote a trenchant and powerful essay about World War II.
Trenchant.
Lisa's writing is characterized by a trenchant wit and sophistication.
Trenchant.
The adjective trenchant is spelled T-R-E-N-C-H-A-N-T.
Trenchant.
What does it mean? Trenchant means incisive, direct, or deliberately hurtful. For instance, trenchant criticism is expressed in a forceful, direct, and effective way, but sometimes deliberately hurtful. Trenchant is derived from the old French trenchant, which means sharp and cutting. Trenchant is most often used in a figurative sense to refer to a cutting or sharp remark, opinion, or speech. Okay, some synonyms: sarcastic, biting, or critical, and two antonyms: indirect or flattering. Nice. Let's move on to our second word of the day, which is the word
languid.
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 It was clearly by his languid demeanor that he was no longer interested in his work.
Languid.
Mark has been languid for several months, and his waistline is showing it.
Languid.
Joanne sat on the porch, enjoying the delicious, languid warmth of a summer afternoon.
Languid.
The adjective languid is spelled L-A-N-G-U-I-D.
Languid.
What does it mean? Languid means without energy or lacking vigor and energy. But it can also mean pleasantly lazy and peaceful. The swimming pool was perfect for languid days in the Italian sun.
Languid.
The adjective languid refers to an unwillingness or inability to exert oneself due to fatigue or physical weakness. Some synonyms: sluggish or listless or lethargic, and two antonyms: active or energetic. That means it's time for a review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
falter?
Falter.
Falter.
It's a verb, and it means to lose effectiveness, confidence, or ability. Example: Lisa was resolute, and nothing could cause her to falter from her commitment.
Falter.
And that's it again for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. Go to justvocabulary.com and fill out the survey there, and you stand a chance of winning an iPod Touch. Email your suggestions and feedback to justvocabulary@gmail.com. For now, I'm your host, Jan, from Cape Town, South Africa. Hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.